On with Mario Lopez.
All right, final Friday of March. You got the perfect party to kick off the weekend. Comedian Nate Bargatze is dropping by to bring the funny. We got new movies in theaters to talk about. That's a celebration in itself. And all your favorite music, of course. So let's have some fun. You're on with Mario Lopez. The weekend returns to the Mario Music Minute. You're on with Mario Lopez. He's re-released his very first mixtape, House of Balloons, originally dropped 10 years ago for free. But now he can afford to clear all the samples for a legit release. Here's his very first single, Wicked Games.
Listen, my heart, give you all I got. Give me up for this. I need confidence in myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the jam. I like, yeah, The Weeknd just gets down. I love his whole vibe. Here's another track, High for This.
I'm right here.
That little bass in the background's a little funky in that one. I don't know about that one.
You know, the interesting thing is The Weeknd, his songs have always been really good, but what takes them sort of next level is all of that production.
Yeah, he does do a great job with assembling that production. OnMario.com to find out more.
Find out everything we know about the album right now at OnWithMario.com. On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
What up, it's Mario Lopez. Nick Jonas out there trying to manifest his dream role. He says he wants to play Bruce Springsteen. He's from Jersey. They're musicians. Okay, I'm sure he was.
Bruce is known for his falsetto as well.
No, that's the irony. It's all gravel right there. Let me know what you think about this. Tweet me at On with Mario. Mario Lopez here. It's the Twitter feature everyone's wanted for years. Undo tweet. Yes, but it's gonna cost you. I'm gonna tell you why after a few more songs. Y'all, Mario Lopez, and we're all big fans of Twitter, but there's one feature that a lot of people want, the ability to undo a tweet, or even just, you can always erase a tweet.
I thought there was like, everyone wanted to be able to edit.
Yes, that's exactly it. You want to be able to edit a tweet, and it seems like a simple thing, but for some reason you can't do it. You can do it on Instagram, but you can't do it on Twitter. Well, Twitter is finally considering adding that function for people who want to pay a subscription. No word yet what they're considering for a monthly cost. Come on. Really? No.
I'm trying to avoid being on Twitter as much as I can as it is. I'm not going to pay them.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and tennis is here. The Miami Open is going down this week. We are celebrating by giving someone a $1,000 gift card to Woo! Tennis Express. That is cool. Here's how to enter to win.
All you have to do is text the keyword TENNIS to 37911. And a big thanks to Tennis Channel. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For more info and rules, go to onwithmario.com.
Mario Lopez here. You all know how important fitness is to me and my family, but apparently I've been slacking in one department and it could be affecting my overall health. I'm going to tell you why slow walkers need to listen up after a few more songs. You're all Mario Lopez, and people say I tend to be a slow walker. I don't exactly agree with that. I'm more of like a cruiser. That's kind of like amble to where I need to go. Apparently, slow walking is considered to be less than 3 miles an hour. Aren't we all slow walkers then? Now, new research says slow walkers are more susceptible to viruses.
Because they can catch up with you.
That's funny. I didn't know you could outrun a virus, but apparently you can.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. BTS has smashed another world record, this time most simultaneous viewers on YouTube. 3 million watched the premiere of Dynamite all at once. That's more than a lot of TV shows. Wow, these guys are conquering the world. Congrats. Y'all, Mario Lopez with some quick birthday shout-outs. I'm going to try to guess the age. Okay, Frazier, let's see.
Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
Jennifer Grey is 61 years old.
Yes.
Yes,
I nailed it.
All right. Look at that.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, who we know, of course, from Pirates of the Caribbean, Love Actually, a bunch of stuff. She is 39 years old.
Incorrect. 36.
Okay, 36. I want to
close, though.
Okay,
close.
Okay.
We'll do one more. Cash Me Outside, girl. Bad Barbie, or whatever her name is.
Bad Bobby, Cash Me Outside. How about that?
That's her.
Let me see. She is now 21 years old. How about that?
She's 18.
She's barely 18.
She just turned 18 today.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's time for At the Movies with Mario. If you're looking for something new to watch this weekend, we actually attend theaters now, for the most part. Nobody. That is starring Bob Odenkirk, who's our newest action hero. Better Call Saul, the star of that show, and from Breaking Bad. I like him, so I might want to check that out.
He apparently got into, like, really crazy good shape for this.
Bad Trip is a Netflix movie. Eric Andre and Lil Rel mix a road trip movie with hidden camera prank comedy. Sort of like Bad Grandpa with Johnny Knoxville. Should be interesting. Who Killed Sarah is a Netflix series. A brother seeks revenge against the person who framed him for his sister's murder. Ooh, that's my kind of show right there. And Tina, over on HBO Max, is a documentary about the legendary Tina Turner.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez, SNL. Back tomorrow, Maya Rudolph is hosting. It's her second time. Safe bet to say we're going to probably see her as Vice President Harris. Music guest is rapper Jack Harlow. Mario Lopez here. Just a few more songs before we get to today's guest, stand-up comic Nate Bargatze. Love the title of his new Netflix special, The Greatest Average American. Some are calling it the funniest comedy of the COVID era. Strong words there. We're going to find out about it in 10. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, the very funny Nate Bargatze. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Nice to see you again. Are you speaking to us from your office? That's a cool-looking spot.
Yeah, we do. We record the podcast up here just in the house. And the guy we bought this house from, he put the wood up and then moved. And so he actually is like really enjoyed the podcast because he gets to see all the wood that he put up.
Gets to enjoy the wood paneling right there. Yeah. Well, Nate, a lot of comics have taken time off during the pandemic, but you've been on Fallon. You taped the new Netflix special. What's been different about your approach to comedy during this time?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I just don't care about COVID. You're like, so you haven't.
Hey, I haven't stopped. I've been busier than ever, so I'm with you. Props.
Dude, it's funny. A lot of people like have been extremely busy, like a lot of regular jobs and stuff like that.
Right.
It was just like trying to find a way, you know, like we did like the drive-in, a bunch of drive-in movie theater dates. And so like it was all outside and it was just like people getting to come sit in their cars. I kind of just wanted to, you know, it's like it was such a crazy time. You hope this never happens again. But you're like, you want to hit all the sites. Like, I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want to, you know, I don't know. Is it going to be weird? Like, I was doing shows. If they're weird, you're like, I'm down to do them because you're like, I just want to feel what it feels like to do a weird show.
Sure.
So I was kind of like, let's just do it and let's hit up as much as we could. And then, I mean, we did. And then it kind of worked out with the Netflix thing that we started taping a special. So it all just kind of was like, let's make the whole year weird, dude. You know?
Well, the special is called The Greatest Average American on Netflix. We're going to have more with Nate Bargatze coming up.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez, hanging out with comedian Nate Bargatze, and I saw your daughter introduce you on your special. That's adorable. What's her age, and what's she getting into?
She is 8. She did my last special, and we just kind of started doing that, and I think it's kind of a fun thing. So she, you know, she loves it, and I mean, to her, you know, being on Netflix is just not that big of a deal. It's taken me, you know, 15 years to figure it out, and she's like, It's just easy for her.
Yeah. And your father is in the entertainment industry as well, correct?
Yeah, he's a magician.
He's the magician. I love that. And he opened for you in some shows too, right?
He's done a bunch of them. So he's done a bunch of shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's always done it. He's very funny. And then he was introducing me, But then he would like start crying, and I was like, we can't.
He's proud. Yeah, yeah.
Follow your dad crying.
Mario Lopez here with a hilarious Nate Bargatze. And I know you got a podcast. It's called Nateland. What do you talk about on there?
I mean, nothing, man. Like, the goal of it completely was, you know, everything's like very serious now. So everything's like all, you know, it's got to be the worst day of everybody's lives.
Right.
And so our podcast is, I mean, we've talked about aliens or like, but like, and I don't even know this stuff. We talked about calendars. We did an episode on calendars. And it's just about just trying to make jokes. So sure. It's about being as lighthearted as we can be and not serious and being dumb and just being funny. And the same thing that I do in my stand-up, the goal of it is that you got enough people telling you who to vote for or what to do. You don't need me. I have no education. You should never listen to me on what I do.
Quickly then, do you believe in aliens and what kind of calendar do you have?
I have just American calendar.
An American? What does it look like? A flag? What is it? What is that?
I bought it in America. So.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
You're on Mario Lopez, wrapping things up with Nate Bargatze. And listen, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? What's your TV streaming recommendation right now?
Ted Lasso.
Okay. Song you know all the words to?
Blank Space, Taylor Swift.
Classic. All-time favorite comic?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Your go-to late-night snack?
Ice cream. Chocolate ice cream.
He really is an average American.
That's right.
Name one answer that's been weird.
I love it. And last one, who do you cast to play you in the Nate Bargatze movie?
I don't know. Steve Carell. I don't know. He's older than me. That's not even a good. I should have picked someone.
No, he's
younger.
A good actor. That's I'd watch that. Be funny.
yeah, it'd be good.
Well, watch The Greatest Average American on Netflix streaming now. Nate, thanks for checking in, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
Want to hear more? Check out the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. Our big Tennis Channel sweepstakes is going down this week. We are all fired up about this week's Miami Open. So we're giving away a $1,000 gift card to Tennis Express.
Yep, and all you have to do to enter to win is text the keyword TENNIS to 37911. Then just sit back and watch the Miami Open on the Tennis Channel. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For more info and rules, go to onwithmario.com.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Big shout out to all my dog people listening tonight. The new list of popular breeds is here. It looks like Courtney and I are ahead of the curve. I'm going to tell you why after a few more songs. You're on Mario Lopez, and I'm looking at the new rankings of the most popular dog breeds. Looks like we're on trend. French Bulldogs are now the second most popular breed. I can't believe that. They used to be such an exotic breed, and they just kind of took off.
Yeah.
No one had them like 10 years ago.
They were like 80th on this list.
Yeah. They're a cool portable dog.
Right.
With a portable. Great demeanor. Hey, you can move around. And like for a guy who doesn't want necessarily a little fluffy dog, but like a cool little tough dog, that's your dog. That's why I got him. And I love him now. Labrador Retrievers, still number one. 30 straight years in a row.
That's insane.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Circle May 21st on your calendar. That's when Amazon is dropping this new documentary on Pink. It's called All I Know So Far, all about our last world tour, which was like the 10th biggest grossing tour in history. Mario Lopez here. I want to give a shout out to some of our newest Twitter followers. At Yellow is my happy, at Ara Peanut Butter, and at Miss Ariel 19. Thanks so much for following. Keep those tweets coming. Love to hear from you. Let's play a few more songs, then we're going to get to our Tweet of the Week. You're on Mario Lopez. Always do this on a Friday, sending you off with our Tweet of the Week. Who gets the honor today?
Well, it's going to go to one of our favorite guests who despises Nichols, Mr. William Shatner.
Oh, that's right. He hates you, Nichols. William Shatner
says,
hey,
Bill, how are you?
Hey, there you go. I am overwhelmed by the outpouring of love. I just turned 90. What happens when I get to 120? That's what I'm talking about, William Shatner. That's what I'm talking about. That's the attitude and energy I need, because I, too, will be joining you at 120. I am outliving everyone here in this radio studio. We've got bets on
it.
Yeah,
you have
Yeah, we have bets.
William Shatner is doing well, though. 90 years old, and he was in here not too long ago. Still very sharp. Looks great.
Yeah. In fact, I think he just shot some comedy that I think Gene Smart is the person playing opposite, some like senior adventure comedy that's coming out.
He continues to work. God bless him. Happy birthday.
You too can be the tweet of the week. Just tweet us at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I am out of here. Fun time hanging out with Nate Bargatze today. I'm back Monday with actor Freddie Highmore. Good Doctor is becoming an action star. Plus, Cobra Kai's Vanessa Rubio. We will see you then. It's Mario Lopez. Have a great weekend.
On with Mario Lopez.